Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
FM News Talk 97.1. Podcast.
Three things are certain. Hanging chads suck. I'm getting rich off this climate scam. And you are listening to The Mark Cox Show.
All right, welcome back. Would the last person... the last American out of California, please bring the flag. Can I make that request this morning officially?
Save the flags, please.
Yep.
This story out of Laguna Beach, what is wrong with people?
I ask myself that at least 100 times a day.
It's amazing. go to our website at 971talk.com/Cox. You're going to see the story that Trish put up there earlier. The police cars in Laguna Beach, right? They put the word police on the side of them, as most police departments do, except the background color in the word police in the graphic is basically an American flag. It's red, white, and blue. You can see the stars in it. It looks like it's waving. This is a point of controversy in Laguna Beach. These people are going to meet tonight to discuss whether or not it's appropriate.
It's idiotic.
Because somebody was butthurt that the police department has the American flag on the side of their cars.
It's so crazy how everybody gets a voice now, too, because it's like, and one local artist says, it feels very aggressive. It's like, why are we listening to you?
Our flag is aggressive?
Our flag is aggressive. And it's not even, if you look at the picture, it's really strange because it's not like they wrapped like with a decal of American flag. It's just the word police with some like patriotism behind it. You know what I mean? Like it's not even like...
Well, it's not like they serve our country. So, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. And it's just a constant fight against anything that makes us...
I think that it gets back to their hatred of the president, the current president. I do believe that. I believe if Barack Obama was still president, this wouldn't be a controversy in Laguna Beach. Or if any Democrat was president. I don't think it would. Here's how one of the critics there put this. We have such an amazing community of artists here. And I thought the aesthetic really didn't represent our community. It feels very aggressive. Well, if you're an artist, you can't be a patriot.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make
any sense. You don't like red, white, and blue? I don't get that.
And I think there's something to the President Trump thing. I think that it goes back to like the NFL Colin Kaepernick thing, which stemmed from Ferguson and then our president and like people just misrepresenting things. But it's like we've come so far as to be crazy about like this nonsense.
Yeah.
Insane.
And I don't know anything about Laguna Beach. It's a...
There was a show.
It's beautiful.
23,000 people live there. It's about 55 miles south of L.A. So between L.A. and San Diego is where Laguna
Beach is.
Yeah,
I drove through it when I was in San Diego.
Isn't that where the show The Hills took place?
Yeah.
Like with Lauren Conrad, who makes great clothing at Kohl's. Like her clothes are awesome. Yes. But Laguna Beach was a show
MTV. Show of kids.
That was very popular.
Is that Robert Conrad's daughter? Who is she? Who is it?
I don't know who she is. It was a bunch of rich kids just like running around drunkenly making out and stuff for like six seasons or something. It was a very strange. I mean, it wasn't strange.
There's a lot of money in Laguna Beach.
A lot of money. Yeah, but like rich people, not like Jersey Shore is like trashy.
Well, they've got some very nice police cars. They just happen to have the American flag on the side of them.
I agree.
Somebody's hurt by that.
Yeah,
let's talk about hockey for a moment without depressing Denise, because I know the score
hey,
of last
I'm still,
night's game.
I have a positive outlook on the Blues still.
Yeah, what are they, 2-1?
Yeah,
we're fine.
It was like a baseball game last night. You don't often see that much scoring in hockey.
I don't think
six to three,
it's not that
nine, nine goals scored. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, it is
for playoff hockey. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the last game was 4-3, so that was seven goals that we won.
Let's talk about these Winnipeg Jets. What is their
and
problem?
Their whiteout?
Didn't they have a whiteout up there?
What
That's
is
what
a whiteout?
They all wear white.
Okay,
And right. They do that in basketball arenas.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot, too. Whiteouts, blueouts, whatever their team color is.
Yes.
They want every fan to wear that color just to...
That makes sense. Show of pride.
Which... Is it only...
And it makes an effect on television and, you know, and their part. Like, whenever they're taking shots of the people in the, you know, doing the parties outside of the stadium or whatever. There's just a look to it.
So there's an article in the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that the whiteout street parties have to have a name change according to a black organization because it can be triggering to people of color. The fact that fans of a sports team are wearing, well, I mean, they could just as well have been wearing blue if that was their color, or green. Yellow. I mean, it could have been anything.
Yep.
It happens to be white and somebody's offended by it.
Yep.
I guess they're supposed to call it something else. And then it would be okay if they're wearing white, or is just the idea that they're wearing white is also
It's the idea that they're wearing white.
That they
white.
Call it. So the, you know, like white out, like the liquid stuff that you used to.
That's probably still called white out.
It started in 1987. They've been doing this since 1987.
With nothing political and no like race involved at all.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
why do we today, like we were talking about this with like the black and white issue off air a little bit. Why are we scared to say the words white and black anymore? If they have to do with people, if they don't, like we're not allowed to just like speak. Even like people that are all, like inclusive and loving aren't allowed to just speak the words white or black without somebody being upset or feeling like we have to be worried. It's like you're constantly tiptoeing.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote into the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, I guess on their Facebook page, and they identified themselves as a black Jamaican Canadian and a proud Winnipegger. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Are you a Winnipegger?
Proud Canadian.
And they said, quote,
yeah, I guess you went to Winnipegan. That sounds weird.
Please don't overreach. The struggle is real, but this is not one of them.
Yep. Yeah.
Black space. I'm out.
Yep.
That's good, so not him. Everybody's taking it seriously. That's a good thing.
Yep.
That encourages me. That gives me some hope for the future. Hey, what do you think about it? I think they're out of whack on this stuff. It's just getting out of bounds.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Focus on the real issues.
All right, glad you're back with us. You know, I'm remiss for not bringing this up earlier, but Denise, I'm assuming this is something you don't mind talking about on the air.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Your dad just got back from an honor flight to Washington, D.C.
He did. He got to go on Saturday with the honor flight out of Franklin County.
That is just so awesome.
What a wonderful organization. Now, I'd known about the honor flights. I know people that have participated in the St. Louis, you know, greater honor flights. But, I mean, to actually watch it happen was amazing. So I'm just thankful that my dad got the experience. He served in Vietnam as a Marine and obviously did not get the welcome home that he earned and deserved. And so we made sure that we changed that on Saturday night.
That's so awesome. They fly out early in the morning.
Yes.
Go to D.C., tour, I'm assuming, the Vietnam Memorial.
Yep. Got to see most of the war memorials. Vietnam, of course. They got to go to Arlington and see the, you know, Tomb of the Unknown and watch a changing of the guard. And, you know, they have wonderful people that go with them, the guardians. And my dad had a wonderful man that was with him all day. And what a wonderful thing that we can do for our veterans.
Well, I think it's fantastic. Yeah. So if you have an opportunity to support any of those organizations, I would encourage you to do that. I think it's just it's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
It's
and then stuff. You guys got to meet him at the airport. And
yeah, we had our flags and our signs. The girls made some welcome home signs. And so we were there to welcome them all home. And I mean, they had a woman that was singing and performing as they came in and, you know, the honor guard. I mean, it was just it's a wonderful thing that they do to welcome them home.
It looked a bit like Exodus to me almost. I mean, on a very
probably,
small scale.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, that like just the happiness and the joy of like welcoming our troops.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good for him. Tell him congratulations.
Thank
for
you
us.
Very much. I will.
Please, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's good stuff. You know, the story that you brought up earlier about the bird attack. Did you see that out of Florida?
Yes. I guess I shouldn't laugh. A man did lose his life.
Well, he did. It's unbelievable.
No. I'd never heard of one of these birds before.
Did you Google him too?
You know, Hart. What's the comedian's name?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart does a promo. He does a skit about this in one of his stand-up routines about an ostrich that, like, they threw something at it and then it chased their car and it was running alongside their car at 60 miles an hour. And I couldn't help but think of that when I heard about this story out of Florida. This bird attacked its owner. It looks like an ostrich.
Yeah.
Except not really, because it has something dangling from its neck.
Yeah, they can't fly, but they can jump like 7 feet.
What'd you describe that as, Tricia?
Oh, I'm not
nothing you can say on the radio?
I'm not going to say it on the radio, but if you Google, what's this bird called again? Did we decide?
Cassowary.
Cassowary. It's got a very unattractive, like, growth gobble.
On its on its neck.
It's got a turkey-esque thing.
It's got a horn, first of all, and then it's like it's not
and
a very,
obviously a deadly talon
cute.
That comes out of its foot.
And it's not not funny what happened, but this guy kept one of these birds. He had a permit for it, and apparently, I guess he went into its cage to feed it, and it killed him. They have a big claw on their leg.
Wait, this was this guy's pet? That was the story.
No, well, it's not a pet.
Yeah, it's not a pet.
It was like an
because they're
He kept these exotic birds.
Yes.
This one's from New Guinea.
But they're endangered, I think, right? Like, there aren't...
Kind of like we have the bird sanctuary here,
maybe.
I suppose.
Like, a worker or something. I just think there's a difference between, like, being, like, helping, like, animals, like, that are endangered and then being, like, the idiot that keeps the puma in their living room.
No, I don't think it's that.
Okay.
Listen to... The reporter down in Florida who covered this was interesting. Listen.
Apparently, they can be pretty aggressive if they feel threatened, and they have this nasty toe that they can kick with. And as you can see, it's like it's a fairly fearsome weapon for them.
With very strong legs, kick defense, claws that can literally gut you because they can jump over 4 feet in the air, and that can hit about anybody in the midsection.
Wow. So the reporter who was covering the story for this station in Florida said that he grew up in New Guinea. Part of his childhood was growing up there. He said you were told that there were two animals you never wanted to mess with. One was a wild boar, and the other was one of these cassowary birds, because they can apparently gut you. It's just that they're so rare in this country, we've never heard of them.
But if you have one on your property, whether it's like a endangered thing or I don't know, can't you, I'm not, maybe this doesn't make any sense, but couldn't you remove that thing? Like if you were going to.
Like you declaw a cat,
yeah,
you could declaw
your
bird,
essentially. You could declaw, take that thing out of there.
I'm sure that some humaniac somewhere would tell you you're not allowed to do
that. Well, I know, you're not supposed to declaw cats either, so, I don't know.
Somebody somewhere would decide that your life was not as important as that bird keeping its big talon that it could gut you with someday.
Right.
I might like that person.
I'm just telling you. I think that you might, but...
Talking to you, yeah. I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
I'm just telling you. Weekend, I'm just saying. It's been a long weekend.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Pull against anybody. I mean, nobody wants their record to be broken, Rich. You ought to know that, but... But I certainly wouldn't want Tiger to be hurt and not be able to do it. Of course, he's now pretty healthy and he's played well. And I wish him well. I always wish the guys well. I want them to play their best. I don't ever want anybody to play poorly. So I'm sitting here watching this and I'm saying, you know, he's playing so much better than anybody else. He deserves to win.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchorman, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
The great Jack Nicklaus was down apparently fishing somewhere in the Bahamas, but was able to get to land at some point to watch the end of that tournament. And that was him congratulating Tiger on, well... Tiger's still got a few majors to go to catch him, right, Tom Ackerman?
He does. He has three left.
Yeah. Think you'll do it now?
I do.
You do. Yeah.
I think he's going to do it.
He's got the confidence back. So Tom's kind of choked up right now. He told me he cried yesterday at the end of this, and as did Denise. I hope I'm not giving anything away.
I'm not choked up now.
I'm okay. I've recovered.
I'm guessing a lot of people felt that way when they saw him clinch that victory there on the green.
Well, it's just beyond golf. You know, it's beyond, it's a human story. You know, here's somebody who's been, since he was a
toddler,
yeah, has been in the limelight, mm-hmm, you know, so he's been through scandal and embarrassment and, you know, driving while intoxicated and, you know, all these things that make him not perfect. He's been through a lot. He's also, he had such great success at a young age. He won his first Masters in 1997. So he was, you know, 22 years old then, 21. And now here he is 22 years later at the age of 43, and he wins again. And you think of all the things that he's been through health-wise also. 4 back surgeries, 4 knee surgeries, spinal fusion. There were people that were saying that he would never play golf again, and definitely people who said that he will never win another tournament, let alone a major championship. He just went out there in one of the toughest golf courses in the world with the most pressure, and he beat players 20 years younger than him and beat them soundly. Like, he went out there, and in the final 9 holes, the back 9 of that golf course, any shot that was important, he did not miss it.
No.
And it was just an incredible performance by one of the greatest of all time, and the other one that you just played his soundbite, and that's Jack Nicklaus. So it was, I mean, it was beautiful to watch. And then on top of that, you know, he hugs his kids in the same spot where he hugged his father when he won. I mean, it's we followed him. We know everything about him.
Yeah.
We followed him throughout his career. For someone like me, it's a little extra because we're the same age. I'm also 43. I started my career here in 1997. You know, he's like the sports figure that I've followed every step of the way. And so to see him do that and sitting here in the KMOX sports office yesterday doing it, yeah, I mean, I got choked up. I mean, it was hard not to.
Yeah, people just don't, you know, sometimes the day after I play golf, I swear I'm never going to play again because my back hurts. And he's had the surgeries and he just keeps going.
It's impressive.
It was impressive.
It's mental, you know, it's all between the ears. And he just is able to focus and block everybody out. And I got to witness it for myself at the PGA Championship because he was right there.
Right.
You know, I was inside the ropes watching him and concentrating, and I was just, you know, blown away by the massive crowds and the pressure and everything, and he's able to hang in there and almost won the thing. And he said yesterday that experience had a lot to do with what you saw yesterday. I mean, the experience in St. Louis and before that in the Open Championship, he was contending at Carnoustie, but in August in St. Louis, he almost did that. He almost won a major. Mm-hmm. And I think that brought confidence back to him, and that's why he was able to get out there and get after it at the Masters.
Have you seen anything about the ratings? I mean, CBS ratings had to be off the chart yesterday.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be. And I thought it was just very well-timed for those of us that get up in the morning and, you know, have a cup of coffee and watch it. It was just, it was fascinating to be able to watch it. And they actually played it twice. So they did a replay on CBS throughout the day.
Saw that. That was smart of them.
If you missed it. But it was, yeah, the ratings, I have not seen them yet. The overnight ratings have to be just phenomenal for CBS. It's a huge win, and it's something that they will play forever. I mean, you'll see that picture of him raising his arms forever. And it was just beautifully done. And then Nike put out a commercial immediately that was very well done about, you know, never give up the chase of your dreams. And it was really about, you know, Tiger Woods has done everything. I mean, he's won all these majors. He's the top of his game. He's been the best in the world. Yet he still has this drive like he did when he was a little kid to be the best. That's awesome. I mean, that is an awesome thing that at his middle age at 43 in his business, considered to be kind of the back end of a career, that he still has the drive to say, yeah, come on, let's go. You don't think I can do it? Well, then I'm going to go out and I'm going to beat these younger guys. And by the way, PGA Championships next month, will be there covering it for Entercom.
Oh, nice.
And he's going to go after another one. He knows Bethpage very well. The U.S. Open's at Pebble Beach. Tiger Woods has played Pebble Beach as well as anybody ever has. This guy's not done. I mean, he is the Vegas favorite, by the way, to win the PGA next month. Why would he be?
No, well, of course not.
Right?
It's fantastic.
It's amazing. It really is an amazing comeback story. I hate to, you know, I don't like summarizing it that way, but I kind of agree with a lot of what a lot of people are saying. I think it's the best comeback story probably in the history of sports. And I in the top five best sports stories of all time. And it's his best win, I think. So
I would agree. Yeah. You know, I watched a little bit of the Cardinals game yesterday. I thought they had it in hand. Suddenly it's tied. Then they go on and what they win, like 9-6?
They won 9-5.
9-5.
Yeah, Ozuna hit a couple of home runs. Carpenter hit one. O'Neill hit one. Pitching was, the bullpen was good and solid to keep it that way. I want to say this about Marcell Ozuna because I know he gets crushed with criticism. And I've always kind of been in this camp on Ozuna that I'm willing to look past some of the mistakes. And I totally get it. He doesn't play left field very well. And people scratch their heads. How did he win a gold glove? And he runs the bases. Sometimes he'll make mistakes there. And sometimes he looks lost at the plate. But if he does that, what he did yesterday, he hits two home runs, both towering shots. You've got to play him. I mean, you have to. Because the other team is looking at the Cardinals and saying, gosh, you know, Marcell Ozuna is batting cleanup.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we've got to be careful. And that changes your approach, how you look at the Cardinals with Goldschmidt and Carpenter and Yachty and Paul DeJong, who's been hot. So Ozuna, if he hits the ball like that, the Cardinals are going to be very tough to beat. They'll be a playoff team if he's hitting like that.
Can he play goalie?
that wasn't really
that
as much
wasn't
the problem.
Jordan's fault.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
The problem last night was the Blues got off to a flat start, and Winnipeg made the adjustments right away. They clogged the neutral zone, which means you don't have any room to work with in the middle of the ice. And they made it difficult for the Blues to get into any sort of offense, and they turned it around on them.
Jordan Binnington in that first period was amazing.
He was in the Blues. You know, they took some penalties. The Jets have a lethal power play, and they made it happen. And the Blues, it got close. Tarasenko finally scored a playoff goal, and it was 3-2. And the place, I was there last night. The place was electric. And then, boom, Jets score. Boom, they score again, and the game's over. So the series is not. The Blues are up 2-1, but we knew this was going to be a long series, and now you get after them late tomorrow night.
Yeah, it could.
Does it have to start at 8:30?
It has to start at 8:30 because
I mean that's going to be tough.
Because we have the Cardinals at 6:40 on KMOX, and then as soon as that game is over, we'll get over to the Blues game. Blues will be on Y98 in their entirety, but that, you know, works out a little bit okay for us from that standpoint.
Yeah, yeah, from a broadcasting.
But no, it's going to be a late game. That's determined by TV.
Yeah.
TV determines that. So
the Cardinals are doing 6:40 start, 6:45, and then they'll go back to 7:15 starts after, like in the summer.
Yeah, I can't remember the date that actually
it's
happens.
It's May sometime, though, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are some 6:45 starts. I kind of like them. A little earlier.
I do, too.
Start.
With our schedule, I think they're nice.
Yeah, it's not.
Start them at 3:30.
Yeah. Like, that's not so bad. Yeah. But yeah, that 8:30 start. Let's just say the fans at Enterprise Center will be prepared. They'll be
well prepared.
Yes. Lathered up. Yeah, exactly.
Lathered up. Well, hopefully bring home a win to Alex, too.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Georgetown students voted 66-34% in favor of a new fee of $27.20 per semester, money that would benefit descendants of those 272 slaves.
That guy had an odd speaking voice, didn't he? An odd broadcasting voice. Georgetown University students are voting overwhelmingly in favor of paying reparations to the descendants of people who at some point in the past were sold into slavery at Georgetown University. I guess on the campus, at some point, slaves were sold many, many hundreds of years ago. So the thing I find fascinating about this, let's go to Cut 33. This is one of the Georgetown students arguing in favor of this idea.
We've all benefited from the sales of these slaves previously, and I think that we have a duty now to show our responsibility in the fact that we did benefit from them.
My question for that Georgetown student would be, do you have a mouse in your pocket? Because you said we have all benefited from this. Who is the other person you're talking about? Do you pay for your tuition? So the students have voted for every student at Georgetown University to pay an additional $27.20 per student per semester to create a fund that would benefit the descendants of these slaves.
How do they even allocate that, though? Like,
how do you verify that?
Yeah, you can't.
They don't have a plan.
No. But
money first, we'll figure it out later.
I mean, I get the idea of wanting to help and give in a charitable way, but they can't implement, it's Georgetown, they can't implement their own government program to hand out reparations. So where are they going to send that money?
Yeah, but they're not paying it.
I agree, but this is multifaceted.
I agree with you, but the students have voted to increase their own tuition effectively. And their parents are sitting at home scratching their heads going,
excuse me?
The hell are you doing?
And as a parent, you're like, you're getting your butt home.
You know that money I put into your checking account that I know you use for
exactly.
beer? That's gone.
That $27 a month beer money allowance that you have is gone. What's it cost to go to Georgetown anyway?
It can't be cheap.
No way.
It costs
a fortune. Can't be cheap, but there's so many things confusing about that story.
Yeah, very much.
At some point, don't you think that someone's going to be like, I'm not sure $27 is enough?
Well, it won't be. Where does it stop?
I mean, really?
Well, and mandating it, voting on something that's mandated like that, you can't do that. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, you're asking for a charitable donation in that capacity because you don't get to make laws. You're Georgetown students. You can't make laws for the country.
I would blame this on the fact that the brain doesn't fully develop until you're 21 or 22 years old, right?
But we should let 16-year-olds vote.
But we should let 16-year-olds vote, right? And these folks are making these sorts of decisions for themselves there.
They were drinking this weekend, too.
Yeah, no kidding. They need a drill instructor. It's what they need, every single one of them.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.